Lesson 114. Declare red-handed innocent. If you were caught red-handed stealing something, would you declare yourself innocent before the judge when you appeared in the law court for your trial? When was the last time your country declared war on another country? Do you always think it's wise to declare your future plans to other people? Upper, middle, lower, society, class, aristocracy, industrialist. Many societies in the world are divided in some form or other into three main classes: the upper classes, the middle classes, and the lower classes. The kind of people who belong to the upper classes are the rich, the aristocracy, the industrialists, etc. Those that form the middle classes are the professional people, such as lawyers, doctors, teachers, etc. And those that form the lower classes are the factory workers and farm workers, etc. Classes might be called by different names in different societies throughout the world and at various times in history, but upper, middle, and lower are the basic divisions. What do we call the three classes into which many societies in the world are divided?
We call the three classes into which many societies in the world are divided the upper, the middle, and the lower classes.
What kind of people is each of the classes composed of?
The upper classes are composed of the rich, the aristocracy, the industrialists, etc. The middle classes are composed of professional people, such as lawyers, doctors, teachers, etc. And the lower classes are composed of factory workers and farm workers, etc.
Which of the classes do you think is the happiest? Is this the upper part of my head?
No, that isn't the upper part of your head, but it's the lower part of your head.
When a shop lowers the prices of its goods, do you think it makes more profit? Raise, to be excused, monument, honor. What's another word we can use instead of lift?
Another word we can use instead of lift is raise.
What does it generally mean when a pupil raises his hand in the air during the lesson?
When a pupil raises his hand in the air during the lesson, it generally means he wishes to be excused, that is, to leave the room, or is asking for permission to speak.
If the pupil is a child and wishes to leave the room, he usually raises his hand and says to the teacher, "Please, teacher, may I leave the room?" If he is an adult, he does not, of course, raise his hand high in the air like a child, but raises it a little and says, "I wonder if I might be excused for a moment, please." What does a child say when he wishes to leave the room?
When a child wishes to leave the room, he says, "Please, teacher, may I leave the room?"
And what does an adult say?
An adult says, "I wonder if I might be excused for a moment, please."
Which do you think are more expensive to raise, children or racehorses? If you were a great man or woman, what kind of monument would you like the public to raise in your honour after you were dead, and where would you like them to raise it? Transitive and intransitive verbs. The difference between the verbs to raise and to rise is that the verb to raise is transitive, that is, the action of the verb passes from the subject through the verb to the object. For example, I, subject, am raising, verb, the book, object. Whereas the verb to rise is intransitive, which means that the action of the verb finishes with itself and does not pass to an object. For example, I am rising from the chair. What's the difference between a transitive and an intransitive verb?
The difference between a transitive and an intransitive verb is that with a transitive verb, the action passes from the subject through the verb to the object, whereas with an intransitive verb, the action of the verb finishes with itself and does not pass to an object.
What's the difference between the verbs to raise and to rise?
The difference between the verbs to raise and to rise is that to raise is transitive, whilst to rise is intransitive.
Give me some sentences containing transitive verbs, please.
The car hit the wall. The boy cut his thumb. They pushed the table against the wall. He opened the door.
Right. Now give me some sentences containing intransitive verbs, please.
The sun rises at 6 o'clock. He gets up very early in the morning. People walk very quickly in winter. The door opened.
Scorn, worthy, respect. What is scorn?
Scorn is a feeling that somebody or something is not worthy of our respect.
Term. Which school term are we in at the moment? Worship. Where do people go to worship?
People go to worship in a church or a temple, etc.
Cattle. Cowboy. How does a cowboy keep his cattle together?
A cowboy keeps his cattle together by constantly riding around them on a horse.
Harvest. Do school children and university students help to gather in the harvest in your country? Idiom 17. Fool. What's he on about? Equals, I don't understand what he is trying to say. It all sounds mad to me. For example, what's he on about? I can't understand what he's trying to say. What does the idiom, what's he on about, mean?
The idiom, what's he on about, means, I don't understand what he is trying to say. It all sounds mad to me.
Give me an example, please.
What's the old fool on about?